ध्यायामोदबलावकुण्डनवतीं तेजो मयीनैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम् शङ्कर इन् द लास्ट् 12 श्लोकास् स्टार्टिङ्ग् फ्रम् 70th टिल् द 82nd सोरि टिल् 86 श्लोका टिल् द 86 श्लोका स्टार्टिङ्ग् फ्रम् द 75th श्लोका द 12 श्लोकास् ही गेव् वेरियस् रीसन्स् एस् टु हौ various not reasons we should say various examples as to how because of ajnanam the atman is considered to be the deham or deham is superimposed on the atman deham is considered the atman so he explained that the main reason for such an explanation giving various logic in the form of examples is to explain that it is because of ajnanam that all problems start. So all problems are started. Problems start from ajnanam. And ignorance starts with superimposing the body on the atman. So the deham is considered as the atman. So dehadma buddhi. When a person forgets the atman, ajnanam is there, then he considers the deham to be atman. So dehatma buddhi starts there. And once dehatma buddhi starts, then ragadvesham starts. Thereby like sukha dukkham, everything goes on. So it is dehatma buddhi caused out of ajnanam, which starts the troubles that a jiva goes through in the world. So even as ajnanam causes a person to mix the deham and the atman. So it is very clear that jnanam, if ajnanam causes this superimposition, then jnanam, with knowledge, this superimposition will vanish. It will be negated, the process of apavadam. So adhyaropa apavadabhyam. So, Shastra speaks about the two processes of Adhyasam or Adhyaropam and Apavadam. So, Adhyasam or Adhyaropam, both mean superimposition. Superimposition is caused out of Ajnanam. And through Jnanam, in the form of negation, a person becomes a Jivan Mukta. So, Adhyasam. Ajnanam causes adhyasam, thereby making a person Baddha Purusha. A person is in bondage, therefore he suffers, whereas jnanam takes a person from adhyasam to the state of Jivan Mukti through apavadam, through negation. So adhyasam of deham on the body, on the atman, so dehatma buddhi has to be negated by apavadam. So deham is not the atman. Deham is temporary. Therefore it is not the atman. Then what is the atman? The atman is the substratum in which the entire world is seen. So the deham, inclusive of deham, the entire world is really unreal because it is namarupam. So as namarupam, the world is unreal. As the substratum of Brahman, the world is real. It's very important to note that whenever Vedanta says that everything is Brahman, it means the substratum is Brahman and not all the objects are Brahman. We can never experience objects as Brahman because the objects are not Brahman. So you may have a doubt that, oh, if Vedanta says that Sarvam Brahmamayam Jagat or everything is Brahman, then I should experience everything as Brahman. So after realization, if I am realized, then I will see everything as Brahman. So such a vision is impossible because Brahman is one alone. It cannot be experienced. It's one's nature. existence or consciousness as it is cannot be experienced as an object. So the things that we see in the world are objects, therefore we cannot see Brahman in them. But when Vedanta says that everything is Brahman, it means that everything as the substratum is Brahman. So everything is in reality, in essence Brahman. So essentially objects are Brahman, and empirically the objects are Namarupam. So the empirical Namarupam is what we call as world. So world is unreal, whereas essentially the world is Brahman, because in essence it is Satchidanandam. So those are the two different visions. So with knowledge, a person will come to know, a person will have the clear conviction that it is out of Ajnanam that Dvaitam is seen. So the Dvaitam that is seen is not real. Dvaitam that is seen is only Namarupam, it is Mithya. So as Shankara himself explained in this work earlier, that whenever a person sees objects in the world, the intellect will assert that it is only Brahman. So vikshamane prapanchepi brahmaiva bhati basuram. So even as when a person sees ghatam, grihyamane ghate yadvat mrittikayati vaibhalat, because of practice, because of intellectual conviction, when a person sees pot, he will see pot, but internally when it goes through the mind, through the intellect, it will be converted into mud. Similarly, when objects of the world, the entire world is seen, it will be seen as Namarupam, but when it passes through the intellect, it will be transformed or converted into Brahman. So it will, a person will assert that these are only Namarupam, these are Mithya, they are in reality Brahman. So if everything is seen as Brahman, then when we see the differences are there, but when it goes through the mind, then we'll not be affected. So it is not perception of objects which causes problem. In the morning, we go to office, we drive. So in the morning, we drive to office in the car. So we see many objects, many people on the road, many other vehicles going in the road. So we perceive them, but we are not affected by them, because it's not perception which causes problem. It is the mind. It is the mind which creates its own impression of the objects, external world, which causes problem. So Vidyaranya in Panchadashi says that there is a jagat, there is the external jagat, and there is a manasika jagat. So whenever we see entities, whenever we see objects, externally we see one thing, when it goes through the mind, it is converted. There is another creation in the mind. So, ato sarvasya jivasya bandhakrat manasam jagat. It is the manasam jagat. It is not the external world that causes problem, but it is the manasika jagat. It is the mental world that causes a problem. So, if we follow the process of Vedanta, if we do the Nididhyasanam and do the practice as Shankara gives here, then we will be seeing objects, we will be perceiving objects, perceiving different objects, perceiving the Namarupam. We cannot see Namarupam as Brahman, we can never see Namarupam as Brahman. So Namarupam will be seen as Namarupam only. But when it passes through the mind which causes a problem by creating its own impression, the mind will create the impression of Brahman. So anything that is seen, the mind will convert it to Brahman. If everything is seen as Brahman in the mind has only Brahman, mind accepts only Brahman, then there cannot be any raga dvesham, because I am also Brahman. So if whatever comes through the mind is Brahman, then I cannot have any raga dvesham. Therefore, I won't be affected by the objects of the world. So that is what is called Sakshi Bhavam, which in turn takes a person to Jivan Mukti, the state of liberation or realized state. So that the purpose of these examples is to show that Ajnanam causes a person to suffer, whereas Jnanam takes a person from the state of ignorance, from the state of suffering, to the state of Anandam. and that is by negating the adhyasam, negating the view that the world is real, negating the view that nama rupam is real, negating the view which ignores Brahman, which forgets the underlying reality of Brahman. So Shankara explains the purpose of those examples in the 87th shloka. Evamatmanya vidhyato dehadhyaso hi jayate sayevatma parijnanat liyate cha param. So evam, in the aforementioned way, in whatever has been explained till now about ajnanam, ajnana yogatah pashyati atmani dehatvam. So as has been explained, atmani, in the atman, deha adhyaso avidyatah hi jayate deha adhyasam, superimposition of deham on the atman, in the atman, jayate is caused out of avidya. So when avidya, when a person is ignorant of the substratum of Brahman, ignorant of his own nature of Brahman, ignorant that the entire world is an illusion in Brahman, then the deham is considered to be the atman. And this adhyasam sa eva, that adhyasam alone, atma parijnanat liyate cha param, it vanishes, liyate, it is removed, it is negated, it completely vanishes when atma parijnanat, when a person gains knowledge of the atman. So when a person contemplates on the atman and he is always doing nididhyasanam or anusandhanam of the atman, of that atman which is alone here, which is Brahman, which is Advitiya Brahman, then it vanishes. And where does it vanish? Cha param, param liyate, in the param, in Brahman. So the illusory world, the notion that deham is atman, that vanishes in the reality of atman when we realize the reality of atman. So when we realize the reality of atman, the world, the entire world is considered an illusion along with the body. So the body is considered an illusion. So if body is considered an illusion, then body internally, in the intellect, the body merges into its substratum of atman. So because of atmajnanam, the body merges into the atman. And so what is this knowledge? If you say that, okay, by atmajnanam, everything vanishes, this adhyasam, or considering the entire world as real, thinking that the world is real and getting attached to the world, getting into raga dvesham, thereby into sukha dukkham, that vanishes when atmajnanam arises, when a person realizes the self. So how does he realize the self? So that Shankara says in the 88th shloka. Sarvamatmataya jnatam jagatstavara jangamam abhavat sarvabhavanam dehasya chatmana kutah. So a person realizes the self by contemplating on that Brahman with the knowledge that Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya, everything is Brahman alone, Jagat, the Dvaitam that is seen in the world is an illusion. So when he sees the Atman in such a way, he realizes the Atman, and when he realizes such an Atman, Sarvam Atmataya Jnatam, when a person knows everything as the Atman, that is Jnanam. So when that Jnanam arises, Jagat Stavara Jangamam, so Sarvam Jagat Stavara Jangamam Atmataya Jnatam. So the entire world consisting of moving and immoving entities, it is known to be the Atman, known to be in reality the Atman. So if the Jagat is Atman, then what about Nama Rupam? So that's where Shankara differentiates it. So Shankara, when he says that, as explained earlier, when we say that Jagat is Brahman, that means Jagat is essentially Brahman. The Nama Rupam or Dvaitam has to be negated. The Nama Rupam is not Brahman because Nama Rupam is Mithya. So we can say Nama Rupam is Brahman because Namarupam is Brahman as the substratum. So Brahman as the substratum is the Namarupam, but Namarupam by themselves is not Brahman, they are an illusion. So Abhavat Sarva Bhavana. So when a person sees the entire world essentially as Brahman, then the Namarupam is considered as unreal, as an illusion, therefore ultimately unreal. Any illusion is ultimately unreal. Any illusion is existing when it is perceived, but when we know that the illusion is not there, when we know the substratum, then the illusion becomes unreal. So the water seen in the desert exists only when we perceive water. So the illusion is an illusion when it is perceived. When we know the substratum, then when we know that it is only desert, then the water is unreal. It is not an illusion, it is unreal, because it never exists. It is completely unreal. It doesn't have any existence. So when a person knows that the entire world is Brahman or the Atman, then Abhavat Sarva Bhavana, the Nama Rupam in the world, Sarva Bhavanam Abhavat, because of non-existence of things in the world, of the entire world. So the entire world, when we say entire world is Brahman, it is essentially Brahman. So the Nama Rupam is negated, then everything becomes Brahman. So when everything is negated, when the Nama Rupam is negated and everything is essentially known as Brahman, then we don't have the Nama Rupam. If we don't have the Nama Rupam, then how can we have the view that Deham is Atman? So Dehasya cha Atmana Kutaha. How can we say that Deham is Atman? Because the Deham is also negated with when Nama Rupam is negated. So when we realize everything to be the Atman, everything can be realized as the Atman or Brahman only when we know that whatever we see, the Namarupam is an illusion. Unless we know Namarupam is an illusion, we cannot view it essentially as the substratum. We cannot know it as the substratum unless we negate the illusion. So when we know that the substratum is Brahman, we should have negated the Namarupam, the illusion. So when we know that everything is Brahman, we have negated the Namarupam. Since we have negated the Namarupam, of which, like the Namarupam, of which body is a part, body is one of the Namarupam, then how can we have the notion that body is Atman? Because body itself is unreal. Body is one of the Namarupam, and when Namarupam is negated to realize the substratum of Brahman, then a person cannot see it as Atman, because body itself doesn't exist. So the purpose is that through jnanam, through ajnanam, a person sees dvaitam, thereby he sees the body as the Atman, and through jnanam, everything is seen as Brahman. Everything is seen as Brahman because the Namarupam, which was considered to be real, that is negated as an illusion. So when it is negated as an illusion, then we can no longer consider it as the substratum. Even as a person who knows that water is not there in desert, though he may see water, yet he cannot consider water as desert. He cannot consider water in the desert as real because he knows that there is no water. So once we negate the Namarupam by tagging them as an illusion and ultimately unreal, we can no longer consider them as the Atman. If we cannot consider them as the Atman, then we cannot have any adhyasam. If we cannot have any adhyasam, then we will not have any suffering which is caused out of the adhyasam. Out of such wrong notion, suffering starts, and we cannot have such suffering if we have realized the substratum. We know the substratum, and we know them to be mere illusions in the substratum of Brahman. We'll continue in the next day. Hari.